Welcome back into Fox on Fox. Time for our CenturyLink rapid fire fan questions. Coach, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Whitney DeLuca writes, how do you decide on how to challenge a play? How many of your assistants are in the booth? How many of them are involved?
We have pretty much a program that we use from upstairs, the guys that are looking. Sometimes there's a replay on the network, sometimes there's not. Sometimes it could be a player's influence. Sometimes it could be a play that I just see or a coach on the sideline sees. So really all of the above. There's really a lot that goes into it. And sometimes you guess right, sometimes you don't.
Next one comes from Colin Schaefer. How much do you run / work out? Is it more since your surgery last year? Is the rest of your coaching staff encouraged to stay fit as well?
Yeah, I mean, we allot time. I think everybody in this building exercises. I think it started with Mr. Bolin, being a triathlete. He put a lot of time into his conditioning. So me personally, I'm actually way better off exercising now than, say, I was a year ago.
And lastly here, Coach Kids asked Coach the darndest things. Last week it was, what's your favorite ice cream? This week it is...
Hi, my name is Cameron Kane. I'm 13 years old. Coach Fox, I was wondering, which team is your favorite college team?
Favorite college team?
Oh,
obviously, wow. Coached at San Diego State, played at San Diego.
Yeah, well, I'm a San Diego State alum, so I do follow them. My actual last college job was the University of Pittsburgh. A lot of friends in coaching. I root for my friends. I've got friends in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa. I've got a good friend of mine won the national championship, a guy that coached with me many years, Sal Cinceri, was at Florida State. So, most of it, you root for your friends, and obviously your alma mater.
That's all the time we have tonight. We do want to thank Broncos head coach John Fox, as well as Demaryius Thomas. Reminder, the Broncos kick off against the Jets this Sunday at 11 a.m. Be sure to tune in to Fox 31 Denver at 9 o'clock on Sunday evening for highlights and all your post-game reactions.